So it's now going to discuss the topic of Bishlakum home. Normally Bishlakum is more of a discussion by restaurants, by factories. It's actually very practical and again our home as well. It happens people have live-ins or they have carers, all these sort of things. And a carer, she's meant to be in the house 12 hours a day. They have shifts, 12 and 12, or someone even or a live-in that lives in the actual house. You can't expect them not to eat for the next 5 months. So obviously they're allowed to have some leeway of cooking their own food or cooking for the person they're caring for. And you're going to have an issue as soon as you start first day with the Bishlakum. Whatever she cooks, if it's a food, which is there's always two classifications you need for Bishlakum. One is, it has to be a food that can't be eaten raw. Now, and if it's a food that can't be eaten raw, then you go on to the next thing you need, which is the oil al shulchan malachim. It has to be a food which is fit. Now, it doesn't have to be actually for King Charles III. It can even be, nowadays the post talk about fit for a chasana. So if it's those types of, it has those two categories, which means can't be eaten raw, and it's oil al shulchan malachim, then that's when you run into issues of Bishlakum. But if she's cooking carrots, let's say, that can be eaten raw, then there's no issue of Bishlakum, obviously. So, that, whenever you have.
It has to be both or one or the other?
It has to be both.
Both. Why does it have to be both?
Because if it's. Good question, Moshi. If it's not. If it's raw. If it can be eaten raw, and a guy cooks it for you, then what's he done? I couldn't eat it without him. You can't say he's done a significant change in the food because I couldn't eat it without him. And why would I still come along him? Because I were worried that the guy was going to start inviting us, so not the guy is not going to invite you to have a plate of peas or carrots because that's not a kosher food. They're only worried about a kosher food, that's why they classed it as Allah shall come along him. And that's why nowadays we'll put it down to a chasana, all these sort of things that a person would invite someone else. But that's that kind of food. So that's always obviously the first shalom before you ask the Rav that you have a question, you have to work out, is there a bichlal, a question of Bishlakum?
He's a son.
Sorry?
He's a son.
Yeah. Now, even though people are going to say, yeah, sushi, that, most post-game still hold that salmon is considered Bishlakum. Now, let's say you have a carer, she's cooking supper for the rest of the week. Now, this is her job, she has to care, so you're going to have to get around Bishlakum somewhere. So what are the ideas that are out there to help, to get around things? Yeah, so there's a fundamental difference that the Mechaber, Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah go. When it comes to Bishlakum, the Ramah's Mashmah Meikel, and the Mechaber's Machmeh. And the reason they say this is because the Mechaber lived in Shulchan Aruch, Maran Bet Yosef, but also lived in Tras. There wasn't many going around. So he was able to be machmir because Bishlakum wasn't so negair in Tras. Whereas the Ramo, who lived in Germany, Poland, and there was going everywhere. So therefore, obviously, he had to be maker because that was the practicality that he had to do. So the Shulchan Aruch says, or Ramal says, that was allowed to light, if a goy lights a fire from a fire of a yid, it's still considered that a yid put the fire on.
Meaning that. It's a possession from the fire brigade. Why is it there's a fire from the yid? And all these lights,
the
camera has to go there on Saturday to put the
lights
on you?
We'll get there, 1 minute. The remorse, in order to class it as Bishul Yisrael, you have to have two things, yeah? Always. One is either Yid put the fire on, or the guy put the fire on, but the Yid placed actual food on the fire. So if I ever have any of those things, either the Yid put the fire on, or the Yid put the food on the fire, that ain't not Bishulakum. So now we're going to take it a stage further. Let's say the yid put a fire on, and the goy took a match from that fire, lit another fire, And with that, Cook says a remark, is still considered Bishul Esau. Why? Because it came from Yehuda Shafaya. Therefore, so in practical terms,
I could leave the outside candle there. She can do everything she wants, it's all okay.
Yeah, more than that. Got a better idea. To safeguard herself, most hobs are electric. They've been pushed down, then the spark will come from itself, yeah?
Yeah.
So if you put the electric off, it's a little switch, yeah? Most hobs have electric, yeah. There's a switch. Put the switch off. So when you push down the knob, there'll be no spark.
Correct.
So she'll have to use matches.
Yeah.
So if you have a candle there ready, you're not going to bother lighting your match, because it's much easier for her. Just take a light from your candle. So there you've safeguarded. You can literally put a candle there. Mm-hmm. But she's so used to putting the knob down.
Right.
What's guaranteeing? That's right. So if you turn the knobs off, the electric knobs off, then you're guaranteeing that she's going to use your candle every time. That's quite an easy idea. Just to leave a candle there, and it's called Bishul Esau because she's using your fire. Now, when it comes to, that's very nice if you have a gas hob. Nowadays, most kitchens are moving on, they have induction. I was in some holidays, I was in the hotel, and I heard the guy who was cooking, he was cursing out the Mashgiach because he had an induction. He's making eggs every morning for the whole hotel. And if you ever, when you make an egg, sometimes you pick out the pot by mistake. The second he would pick out the pot, the machine would go off.
Yeah.
If you put it back down, the induction doesn't reheat, you have to reset it. So I heard him telling one of the other workers, go get the mashgiach here now, otherwise I'll kill him. Because he couldn't do any more eggs. Once you lift it off for a second, it was gone. So if you have an induction hob at home, obviously this idea is not going to help you. Because you need, every time you put on the fire, you need to press the button.
So where was the door?
One second, let's going to move on quickly because it's running out of time. Now, there's nowadays, obviously, health and safety is in England more so. It's quite a high thing today. On ovens, sometimes on the convection oven, as soon as you open the door,
it goes
off. So that Mashgiach wakes up 5:30 in the morning, going to the bakery, doing a voice of Kodesh, going to put all the ovens on. He goes out, he's done his job. Yeah? 5 minutes later, door opens the oven to put the rolls in. That's it, the Bishul Esau is gone. So how do we get around it? Yeah?
Even though the oven is piping hot, as soon as he opens the oven, it depends.
So
of course, hot. It's difficult induction.
Bring up. Say what's the case? The oven is piping hot.
So the pot from induction was hot.
No, we're putting it back down. Think about putting it back down.
How do you put it down?
No, the oven's hot.
No, you have a good point. We'll get there. So
we'll find out.
In Hilchos Pasachim, then the Shulchan Aruch says like this: Im ofu betanu al yedei goy gimel pa'am in b'yem echad. The goy put the fire on three times. Ve'achshira tana l'day kisem beis b'amim. And let's say the first two times the yid just put in a little piece of wood, so he made it past Israel. Even though the third, u'pam ha'shlishis lo'achshiru, the third time when the goy put bread in the oven, the yid didn't put a piece of wood in. Mutter. Why? And you're saying because the oven stays hot. So from the Shulchan Aruch always says, three times, the same day. How about tomorrow? Says the Ramah. The Lo Yirak Bo Yisayoy, Loshon HaRamah, the Imhichshi HaTanu Pam Achas, V'lo Yomad Me'ez Le'ez B'lo Yehesek. He didn't go 24 hours without a gap of heat. Afilo Ofaboy Kach Kama Yomim, many days, HaKol Mutter Mikoyach Hechshi HaRishon. Yesh, Lismoich alzeh. Yes, so in practical terms.
It's on all the time. Yes.
So now I've got practical, let's borrow that idea to our kitchen. No convection oven, got oven at home. Put your oven on Sunday morning. Can I leave it on without touching the oven controls till Tuesday? Have we got any issue?
Yes, you have.
A few there are more.
It's hot.
If it stays hot, there's no gap in between. Furthermore, kama yomim. So there's a chumrah of Rabbi Eliashiv. He holds after 2 days that the remor goes out the window. Why? Because he holds that what the whole thing of Pasakim, of Pasakim and Bishlakim is, it has to be nikah, it has to be recognizable that this is Yiddish cooking. If it's not recognizable as Yiddish cooking anymore, then well, what are you playing with? The goy just thinks that he's cooking food for you. So if you actually put the cap 2 days, after 2 days, there's no heter. So even if you're machmir, like Rabbi Eliashiv, you have a carer, you tell you can only use the oven, you put the oven on in the morning, you can leave it 2 days, the chatchela, she can open and close it anytime she wants, she can even put it up and down. Oh, so we forgot to mention, sorry, before that, once I put the oven on, even if it goes down to 45 degrees up, we said before, that if a goy takes a fire from a fire of a yid, it's also fine. So when I've set my oven at, let's say, 30 degrees, the element is really, inside the element is piping hot. It's just 30 degrees, and the temperature of the oven won't get hotter than 30. But the element can be even red hot inside. So if a goy turns it up higher or lower, it'll always be considered that he's taking from a fire of a yid. Therefore, also helps you that even if a goy is playing with the knobs, it'll still be alright, because it'll always be considered taken from a fire of a yid. So there was a case, someone asked me, there was a restaurant or whatever it was, and they had convection ovens, and whenever they opened it, it went down, it was set on 45 degrees. Unless it was cooking 180-200, the second opened it, or if it left it open for 2 minutes, it would take it down to 45, but it was still at 45, it didn't go off. So you want to know whether that's alright or not. So I said, what do you mean? You got these two heterim. You got a heter of the remor, stays hot for always, and more than that, you're staying at 45 degrees. 45 degrees, that's legit, boy. So that you can even cook at 45 degrees. And as I called up my Rebbe, Rabbi Kibal Shapadwa, from London, Berlin, and he told me the same thing. 45 degrees is called Bishul. That's proper Bishul Yisrael. And whatever the goy does, even if he closes it and goes up to 200, but he's taking his fire on the fire of the Yid, therefore it's considered Bishul Yisrael, therefore no issues.
But when he lasts 2 days?
Rabbi Yashar. Remor says Kama Yomim. That's what I never understood. Kama normally means a few. So it's Kapiah too. Anyway, so he, I don't have a mention it here, but Rabbi Kibosh told me a very nice by Ravita. Ravita is now Pas Yisrael. Now, do you think there's a yid going every day to Ravita factory, whatever it is? But you have a Yashar.
Yeah.
And even the Remor. Remor says Kama Yomim. So what's it help you from 365, to have an oven on 365 days a year? If the Remor only says Kama Yomim, then have only Kama Yomim. So Moiv Rebbe Rakib Osher, he was the one that made this new idea there in Ravita. He told me he did like this. There's an element there. I think in one of the ovens, he's got his own element. Set whatever 200 degrees, so whatever, and it stays at 200 degrees always. No, yeah,
it's always on.
It's always on.
It
so how's it get? But want to be mach for Rabbi Eliashiv even? Yeah, well not even Rabbi Eliashiv, but let's go with the remor. Kama Yomim. Let's max it 7 days. If the oven's on for 4 months at a time, and how many years the remor? So he says that this element in the oven, outside of it, there's like the controls of it, like in the lockbox outside the oven, which is the key only London Bezin have. Now there's a light on it, it's a green light, to show that element is working. Now because our beauty factory is so big, they have a technician go around the whole factory every half an hour. Yeah? To make sure everything's running correct. And one of the things he has to tick off is whether the green light's on. So because there's a technician taking off every half an hour with the Jewish lights on, so he wants to, even if you know Yashav, I've got a hecker. Every half an hour, there's someone saying, the Yiddish element's on. The Yiddish every half an hour. So therefore, even if the album's on 365 days a year, yeah.
Excellent. If you go there, if you go there for 1 week,
yeah,
as a layman, you just think Goyim are just doing a lot of making there. You won't see any Yiddish faces around. You don't know the green light. It's going to that. That's what he said.
Yeah, but there's a Goy. There's a Goy on premises.
Goy. No, he says no Yiddish cookies. There's still no Yiddish cookies. Guy.
There's no hacker,
either.
No hacker. What
does he help that he takes it off? He's making it the hacker every half an hour that he's taking off. That okay, the Jewish lights on, the Jewish element's on. So he's making the hacker every half an hour.
Why is the element Jewish? What makes it Jewish?
Because they put on.
The oven has to be put on. If they didn't put it on, somebody else would put it on.
No, this element.
The hacker has to go off for some reason.
And they can't put it on, they would have to call on the person to unlock the box.
The key is by the eve. If it goes off, you can't put it on.
That's right.
You can only switch off in the box.
But how did you put it on? Why
did
the gentleman
put it on?
Because
he has
the key.
So that's Ishmi Ish. We spoke about Ish, fire from fire. We spoke about leaving ovens on. Yeah.
Who decides what's oil on Shulchan Malachim? What?
What category? Just yeah. Why? Why is the normal thing to see, let's say, by a customer?
If it's a Stella or it's a fancy
person. Now, the corner of the cob, is that where it's going to run over? You can't eat it raw.
Yeah.
Buying the tins, cold.
There's a lot of going, not Bishop Lachim's here, they're huge here. Not for now. What? It was ways how to get around Bishul Akum. But what is Bishul Akum? I'll just say very quickly. There's when you literally take a can of tuna or a tuna steak. You take tuna in a can. Tuna in a can. Ola Shulchan Malachim?
I imagine yes.
Well, the thing in the palace, they're taking out tuna from the can and serving it.
No.
For sure not.
I don't know.
Sure not. But Tuna steak is eaten as a choshuva thing. Yeah, but tuna thing. So the machlokes achronim is Bishul Akum. Do you go after the food or presentation? That's one machlokes. We have another machlokes where even if the mashed potatoes they're for sure serving in the palace, some sort. Yeah. But the mashed potatoes that we serve at home, that's for sure not. Yeah? So do you know that mashed potatoes that I'm serving at home, that's not going on Shulchan Malachim. So therefore, mashed potatoes is not because of Bishul Akum. No. Potatoes, mashed potatoes even, in a certain way, is... That's right. So it goes on and on and you have crisps and chips and all these sort of things, not for now. So for now, all I'm saying is that when it comes to Bishul Akum, you have a heter of Eish Mi'eish, which you can either have a tea light there, or a Yuletide light, or a 7-day light, and the girl will all take from your fire, and light her fire, and help you in the ovens. Always, if you leave the oven on, even if you would put it lower or higher, also it's also considered Eish Mi'eish, and therefore it's always fine. Spoke about convection ovens, which are also fine, because again, even if it goes down to 45, and when you put it back on, it'll still be fine. Even if it goes down to zero, feeder or more, you haven't got a gap for 24 hours, you still say that's enough to keep it going.
It's a bit hot.
Yeah.
So with induction hot, gorgeous. Nothing else starts.
Yeah. So if Chas Shalom, a person would have a carer, not a person, the person used to have carers, then it would be much simpler for them to get a gas hob. And these sort of things.
Well,
election is the last day is on. Yeah.
Induction is hot. The pot is hot still. Induction is
hot.
Not the element.
The fire is not hot. You need the fire to stay hot.
Will you
write it down? Continue. Just like